The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
What are you missing, baby?
I'm not missing anything. I'm trying to figure out why you're being, what you're looking for.
I'm not looking for anything. I'm trying to figure out whether the board is working or not, whether our machine is working or not. I can't.
Nothing to do with what was over.
No, nothing at all. I can't hear you in my head. What? Our dog is checking in with us. She's in the crate.
Unfortunately, she can't be out with us during the show because there's too many wires.
Too many wires, yes, and she's in that. Go ahead.
I lost a charger and almost lost a humidifier wire last night.
Oh, wow.
No, I thought that's what you said she was chewing up.
No, she was chewing up your blanket cord.
Oh, the dog's dead.
No.
Take away my heated blanket, that's it.
Yeah, I know. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are our levels this morning?
Not too good.
Not too good.
I can't hear Robin at all.
Neither can I. Go ahead, Robin. You need to.
I don't. A B C D E F G.
Nope. Need you to turn that microphone up a bit.
Keep going, Robin.
I'm right here. Right. Yep. I keep talking. What?
Just keep talking and then turn it up a little bit.
Keep talking.
I think it's the middle one. That whatever
there
you're doing there.
Now you're getting better.
You're getting better.
Okay.
Better? Yeah, both of you, stop right there. Both of you are at the perfect level right now.
Okay.
In life, you mean, or?
No, on the air.
On the air.
Everything's too loud in my ears, though.
It is. All right. Well, we'll turn.
Everything is just a little too loud. Nope, that's
and
not
that
it.
And that down. How's that?
No.
No?
That's a little better.
All right. That's the one that's in your ear. What an interesting week. What an interesting week.
What happened?
Oh, well, you know, Sunday was the auction that
and?
We advertised as Russ and Furniture.
We didn't
auction.
Win anything.
We didn't. We bid on a handful of things. And, I mean, you know, the guns went nuts, which was good for the auction. I'm glad to see it. But, you know, if you were looking for a bargain, you know, things
were. It was not there.
Well, you know.
I'm sure there were some, but.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Things were reasonable.
Okay.
Reasonable, but, you know, out of what I would be willing to pay for some of that stuff. And that's
gotcha.
Just me.
You gotcha.
Know, just me. I'm cheap. Kind of. But, I mean, for example, you know, I looked at a friend has a Thompson Center.
Okay.
Hawken. Percussion cap, 50 caliber percussion cap, and it's in good shape. And you know, she gave me a price. I went, okay. So I said, well, I know there's one coming up on the auction, so I put a bid in ahead of the auction on LiveAuctioneers.com. I'm signed up with them, been signed up with them forever, and put a bid, you know, pre-sale bid in. And then when the auction shows up, you can join the auction live. Just click a link, and it puts you right to the auction. You can see the bids piling up, piling up, piling up, piling up. wow.
Okay.
You know, and I missed a reasonable bid on a gun that was real early on that I would like to have. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a 7.7 Japanese Arisaka. My dad brought two of them back from World War II. And had, before I even showed up, the two of them were both sporterized. Now, I have one that's sporterized, and when I was younger, living at home, I took that to a gunsmith and had him put new sights on the front and, you know, make a few other adjustments. And I shot it, and it shoots, you know, it shoots good with open sights. But I also then, since then, have taken it and had it cleaned and the entire thing Cerakoted, ceramic coated. So there's, you know, there's no, you know, no rust or anything on it at all. So, I mean, it's been sporterized and a little bit modernized, but, you know, and I have yet to shoot a deer with it. Of course, I have yet to carry it for deer during the firearm season in a rifle county, but I will. And, but I'd like to just have one to have, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, you know, they were basically sniper rifles. The sight, on the rear slides, you know, elevates and slides to, you know, I think you could shoot like 700 yards with this thing. And 7.7 caliber is like 30-06. 30, you can actually neck down a 30-06 casing and reload them if you have the bullets. So, you know, it's just something fun to have. That's all, you know. But so I bid on it and got outbid in a heartbeat. But that was Sunday. Still battling the infection in the tooth that I suffered with on Saturday. Finally got some antibiotic relief on Sunday and got through that. And, you know, Robin has to deal with me. Of course, she's like, get this, bid that, bid that, bid this. I want this. Look at that, bid that. So, you know, we had fun with the auction, didn't we?
Uh-huh. In fact, you have to hook me up on that liveauctions.com.
Liveauctioneers.com. Just go in there and build it, make an account.
I'll use your account.
So she says. Listen to that. What else happened? Monday. I can't remember a lot. I went for a walk in the woods with my son-in-law one day last week. I think it was Wednesday. Took our shotguns and hoped to jump a rabbit or find a squirrel or something like that, just to kind of get out, get away. And wound up finding a dead buck in the creek. And, you know, 4-point or something like that, I will let that to nature. But this was a nice deer. It had real nice antlers. And so we were able to extract that from the creek. And
yeah, I get a phone call saying, I am not coming into the living part of the house until I'm de-stinkatized.
De-stinkatized. That's a good word, Robin. I like it. I wish I would have used it. Yeah,
well, that's the only thing I come up with.
Yeah. Decrepit sounds is a nice word for the way we found this animal. But, you know, it's tagged. And those of you who are shed hunters and find a dead head, the requirement is that if you have a skull with the antlers attached, you must have a tag, a non-hunting tag for that. Even if it's a roadkill, if you harvest, you know, if you pick up a roadkill, you need to have a tag. If it's a buck with antlers, you know, you find one in the woods shed hunting and you want to take the skull and the antlers home with you as a, you know, memento, you can do that. But you must have that tagged, and it's a non-hunting permit. And for those of you with a computer and a DNR ID, log into your Compass account on your PC. You can't do it on your phone yet. And it takes you to the license page. You can actually go. You can actually click on that, and it asks you a couple questions. What was it? A white-tailed deer, sika deer? You know, was it a buck with or a skull with antlers, a complete deer, you know, roadkill, that type of thing. And you can click a permit, gives you a number, and then you can print out your permit, which is has not been able to be done until this past week. So I was one of the first couple people to sign on and do that. Not that it hasn't been in the works for months, but finally got operational this past week. So I was able to do that. Where'd we go? We went somewhere. You and I. Where'd we go this week?
I'm drawing a blank.
I know.
Oh, I went and got that COVID test for the 110th time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We went to Denton, and Robin had a doctor's appointment who just absolutely insisted that she have a negative COVID test before she showed up. So we went and did that. And what else do we do?
Every time you get in your vehicle, you ought to take a book with you and write down where you're going and what you're doing.
We're going to have to. It's awful.
Because, the mind is like the second thing to go. So went out and about in upper counties, Caroline, yesterday. Thursday, I know what I did Thursday. Thursday I had a meeting with the folks at Caroline County Soil Conservation on a landowner's property. We met with them and Legacy Waters there, our sponsor Legacy Waters, and we were trying to determine a course of action to battle some invasive species in a pond up there, which was, interesting. There were people from the Department of the Environment, people from the Soil Conservation, people from DNR, so it was a good meeting. There were, about eight of us gathered around there and enjoyed each other's company and talked about invasive species. I mean, scintillating, But we're on a path forward with that, right, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the only wildlife-oriented thing we did was, go for a walk in the woods and find a deer. But that was okay.
I got caps for my cap guns.
You got caps for your caps gun? Caps.
I haven't used it yet. Just got it last night.
Excuse me. Sorry to sneeze in your ear, folks. It just hit me all of a sudden, and there's another one coming. Got through that one. How was your week, Chris?
As usual, quick.
Yeah. Boy, it is, isn't it?
And then I was on your side of the bridge this past weekend.
How'd that go?
It was okay until I got close to the bridge. And then it stopped. There was an accident at the foot of the bridge. Needless to say, I had just enough time to get in the house, drop my stuff, get my stuff for work, and then turn around and run back out.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. And I had left early in the day because I had to do some shopping in Delaware. And I thought, well, when I got back in the car and started driving, it's like, not a problem. I'll be home fine. And then all of a sudden, as I got, I guess I was past Queenstown. And all of a sudden, I start seeing that the trip's starting to get a little longer and time-wise. And then all of a sudden, it just said, accident ahead.
Got it.
And we just sat and sat. And sat. It was a mess. But then again, it was President's Day, and I didn't think it was going to be that bad. But
gotcha.
I was wrong.
Gotcha.
It normally wouldn't if it wasn't for that accident. But yeah, we tried to get what did we try to do? We tried to get lunch one day at St. Michael's, and that was the biggest joke we'd ever. I think that was our worst trip ever.
Oh, together. That was terrible. Yeah. But, and I got sick.
And he got sick. We finally found a place. We started to go to St. Michael's. We had this craving for this thing. And there was a fuel tank overturned in the middle of the road. So it was closed down, but I knew enough back roads, and I called my best friend to make sure I was doing it right. And we found our way to St. Michael's. We went to one place, and what they had advertised they didn't have, so we didn't stay. Then decided to go to our favorite place, which was turned out closed for the season. So we went to our second favorite place, finally ordered lunch, and Alan got sick from the problem with the tooth, and we had to box it all up and leave.
Yeah. That was Saturday after the show.
And then we had still to take a detour on the way back to get home.
Yeah, the tanker truck overturned. That was Saturday. Yep.
Oh, beautiful.
It was horrible.
Our buddy John out there in Ellicott City sent me a nice little text and said, CRS disease, that's what you have.
CRS.
Can't remember stuff.
Yeah, I have that a lot.
Well, I know. Captain Don said he can't hear you. So you need to pull your mic in closer to your mouth so that people can hear you.
Well, my mouth, I thought I was eating my mic.
No.
Okay, is that better?
I don't know. You'll have to talk more.
Well,
you want to do the commercials? You can do the commercials if you want.
No, I'm fine.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about research from Penn State, talking about coyotes. And if you're a Sika deer hunter or Sika deer hunter, there is news. There's a Sika deer survey out there. Looks like they're working with one of the universities and trying to come up with a plan for Sika deer as far as bag limits and antler restrictions and things like that. And there's some other stuff we're going to talk about, too. But right now I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Next Friday, that would be March 4th, the annual 10-day fishing sale kicks in. March 4th through Sunday, March 13th. Now, every kind of tackle for perch and trout, of course, is on sale. Here's the big thing. empty out your spools on your spinning reels, your casting reels, take them in, and Clyde's will fill those reels with fresh monofilament for half price, half the normal price, starting at just 1 cent per yard. Pretty cool. Great time to do that. Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels are all on sale, including the famous Ugly Stick. Penn spinning reels are on sale featuring the Battle II series. Pfluger spinning reels as well, featuring the President series. Kids combos and fishing kits are all on sale, starting at just $19.95. You get the rod, the reel, the line, and a little tackle kit for species-specific youth fishing, trout, bass, catfish, panfish, and much more. And then all rod and reel combos are on sale. Now, check out the line of St. Croix rods. If you're looking for a St. Croix rod, Clyde Sports Shop is the place to go because they've got the full selection right there in the shop. Everything from ultralight to heavy duty, and St. Croix rods are some of the best rods made for the price. Very price competitive with that level of rod, and you'll enjoy your St. Croix rod. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fish and tackle, rod repairs, and all the terminal tackle you need at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Oh, by the way, our listener Richard sent me a picture of one of those Winchester SXP Defender shotguns that he bought at Clyde's the other day. Sent me a photo and said, hey, look what I got. So they run from $360 up to $580. There's about four different models. The perfect home defense weapon, the Winchester SXP Defender shotgun at Clyde's Sports Shop. So that's one option for you. Now, Backyard Billies. I'll be there for a visit this week, see what they'd like to do coming up here in the future. But, you know, spring is right here. The groundhog's expiration ticket is about to be punched here in 2 weeks. So, you know, you're going to have lots of time to look at that dull, drab black backyard that you have there in the back and your deck sitting there all lonely with the, you know, the chairs just sitting there kind of waiting for somebody to put their butt in them. And you know, you look at them, you go, oh, that looks kind of sad. I think I'll go to Backyard Billy's and see what they've got to spruce up my lawn. What do you think, Robin?
I love their stuff.
That's great. It's your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs and those Adirondack chairs that everybody likes to sit in. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets for the kids and storage sheds and free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy showroom, check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg, and all the accessories right there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly spring evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. More about them later. Visit BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB. Thank you.
making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine, taking the land.
What I was just reading.
I don't know.
They have a snowy owl that has showed up in Cambridge. That's a very rare sighting. And it's been there about a month and it's hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting. Mm-hmm.
I've seen photos of it on Facebook. People from the county and elsewhere have gotten pictures of it. It sits on rooftops and buildings and so forth out there.
Well, I just saw it, and I thought that was really cool.
It is cool. It is cool.
It's really pretty.
It's gorgeous.
God, it's gorgeous.
I've only ever seen one. That was up in Pennsylvania years and years ago. So, but let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How's things in Chestertown this morning?
I guess about the same.
About the same? Yeah. Somebody said that the temperatures are like the Powerball numbers, 57, 14, 29. they're all over the place. You know, it's been crazy weather. Yep. So.
It's not making me a friend of it, I can tell you.
I think the groundhog has something to do with that. I think he might have been demented or something. But anyway, about the same, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of a dull kind of year, unless you go out and do something, you know, go to an auction, go to a show, go to a banquet or something like that, and you know, you got to create your own remedy for cabin fever this time of year.
Mm-hmm. So. Of course, when you get depending on a ride, it's a little harder to do that.
That's true. Another great thing to do, of course, is go fishing. You know, the perch run is, you know, up and down. I mean, it depends on whether you're able to stand it out there in the day or whether you got to fish in your T-shirt. You know, it's pretty crazy when it comes weather-wise, and I'm sure the fish are confused. Well, they're not really. They got one thing on their mind, and that's breeding. And so, you know, however that weather, barometric pressure, temperature, or precipitation affects them, well, they got to deal with it. They're out there. They're in the water. So, you know. Well, glad that you're doing okay. Glad to hear from you. So, Robin, did you say hi to Glenn?
Sorry. Hi, Glenn. I'm searching for something. Hey, I'm lost in a hole over here. I hope you have a good week, Glenn. I really do.
Yeah, you too.
So, anything else on your mind, there, buddy?
No, Glenn? I guess not. Nothing. Okay.
Have you ever seen any owls down near where you are, Glenn?
Owls.
I've seen the barn owls and stuff. I haven't seen many around here lately. We used to have owls when I got real sick about 11 years ago. We had owls that lived in our yard, and we're in the middle of town for about 3 months. It's really wild.
Probably barred owls, which are around here. There could be great horn, but I hear barred owls all the time in Queen Anne's County when I'm hunting. It's interesting, you know, you hear them in the morning, but I hear them, you know, about an hour before sunset, which is amazing. And those are the ones that go, they say, who cooks for you? Who cooks for you? You know, and then they chuckle, and it's funny to hear them interact and chuckle back and forth, you know. So, but I love to hear those owls. So, all right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call.
Yep. Take it easy, Glenn.
God bless you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. By the way, yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, Bucks, Bears, Stags put a post on our Facebook page, and you need to see this if you're at all into Facebook. Bucks, Bears, Stags is the name of the Facebook page. We have a new number two overall, all-time, Maryland Whitetail. Luke Blatherwick from New Jersey, he picked up this deer back in 2005 in Dorchester County. And it was measured by Boone and Crockett, measure in New Jersey, but it's a Maryland buck. So this deer, wow, 267 and 3/8 gross, and a final net of 254 and 1/8. Now, this buck has been accepted by Boone and Crockett in their picked-up category. He's our new number two whitetail ever taken in Maryland. And the number one blows away the number one picked-up record here in Maryland as well. There are photos back in 2005 where Luke found this animal. There's pictures of it currently. There's pictures comparing it to the number five buck owned by Fred Horn. So, and Bobby Newton is there with Luke Blatherwick in New Jersey with his buck. Bobby put a lot of work in on this one, didn't he, Robin?
Yes, he did.
He's a Boone and Crockett official measure.
Wanted to get it recognized in
Maryland.
Wanted
to get it recognized in Maryland, and we finally did. The deer is interesting because it has a third pedicle coming out of the top of the skull. And previously to this current measuring guidelines, that wasn't acceptable in Boone and Crockett. And when the guidelines changed, we saw this deer on Luke's page, and we just reached out to him and made everything come full circle for Luke. So we want to recognize that. So, all right. I wanted to mention the Sika Deer Survey. That just came out on the DNR website, and if you're on their email list, there's a survey out there for Maryland Sika Deer. You can take that survey. I actually completed that survey this morning while I was online, and some very interesting questions. They set up different hunt scenarios and different it looks to me that they're considering one, two, or three different things. They're considering antler restrictions, a limit on the number of stags, a limit on the number of hinds, and a special Sika deer tag. Like your archery permit or muzzleloader permit. That's what it looks like. And I think this survey is going to, once it's analyzed, is going to be valuable to going forward on how they deal with the Sika deer. So take that survey, go to the DNR site, click on the survey. It takes you right there. It takes about 10 minutes to complete at the most. A lot of interesting questions. Same old questions like, how many days did you hunt? How many days did you hunt in the last 3 years? Do you support, you in favor of antler restrictions? And then they build some scenarios. What about this permit? What about that permit? What about this antler restriction? What about this bag limit? It's pretty comprehensive, and I think they'll get a lot of good information. So check that out if you're a Sika deer hunter, and take that survey, weigh in, so that DNR knows what's going on. So. Hey, let's talk to Stan, the truck driving man.
No, he just checked in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He is dodging some dodgy drivers.
Bad driver. Okay, I see. Okay, Stan, keep the shiny side up out there. We had to dodge one ourselves yesterday, didn't we,
yes,
Robin?
Yes, we did.
Wow, I'll tell you, they're out there, folks. All right, let's see.
And this guy was going to hit us, and he wouldn't go give us a choice at the rate he was going.
No, I mean, we had to... I was parked. I was
stopped,
not parked, stopped, making a left turn. And he decided to come from our right out into the intersection anyway. So I had to take evasive action right there in the middle of the intersection to avoid from being clipped. So, all right, coyotes. University Park, Pennsylvania. Research indicates that coyote predation on deer in the east is manageable. That's the headline. Now, in Maryland, parts of Maryland, coyotes are devastating the deer herd, among with other factors. Let me put it that way. But there are counties out west, there are counties in southern Maryland, and even on the eastern shore where coyotes are a problem for the deer herd. So here's the research from Penn State University. Coyotes are a major predator of white-tailed deer across the east, especially fawns born each spring. I saw on the National Deer Association site that one female coyote will take 17 fawns per year to feed her den. But wildlife managers nonetheless are able to stabilize and even grow deer herds, according to researchers in Penn State's College of Agricultural Sciences. Coyotes are a relatively recent arrival to the east North America, appearing first in the region in noticeable numbers in the 70s. They're a significant source of deer mortality and most often prey on whitetails in the earliest month of their lives. Coyotes have long inhabited the American West. With the range expansion of coyotes eastward and their crossbreeding with gray wolves along the way, eastern coyotes are larger than their western counterparts. Many people are concerned that their predation may be adversely affecting eastern deer populations. Recently, lawmakers in Pennsylvania proposed placing a bounty on coyotes to incentivize their destruction for the sake of the deer. Interesting, you know. In response to those concerns, researchers initiated a study to look at deer and coyote populations from the southeastern Canada through the mid-Atlantic region to the southwest. Using published study data from throughout the eastern North America that included fawn mortality, adult doe survival, and reproductive rates, and even the effects of severe weather on deer survival and predation, researchers studied how deer populations responded to changes in predation and hunter harvest. This research, published in the May issue of the Journal of Wildlife Management, aimed to determine whether wildlife managers can compensate for coyote predation of white-tailed deer. The concern is that the coyotes may be changing the established population dynamics of white-tailed deer herds through increased predation on fawns, said Dwayne Diefenbach. He's the adjunct professor of wildlife ecology and leader of the Pennsylvania Cooperative Fish and Wildlife Research Unit based at Penn State. If that's true, then deer managers need to adjust how they make harvest management decisions, because manipulating doe harvest is typically how wildlife agencies maintain, increase, or decrease populations. Now, we've got some callers, and my phone is buzzing off the hook. So let's see who we've got.
No.
No?
No.
No.
You just...
Okay.
Read your phone before you... Gosh.
That's pretty funny. All right. So there's the scenario. Coyotes are eating deer fawns. What? No comment?
No comment.
Okay. I see what happened there. So... coyotes are eating deer fawns, and wildlife managers are urged to respond. The study shows that coyote predation, even at the highest levels reported, is not significant enough to cause deer populations to decline if doe harvests are reduced. So we have abundant doe population, or doe regulations here in Maryland, abundant. I mean, 10 per season per season, 10 does per season. In other words, 10 with a muzzleloader, 10 with a firearm, 10 with a bow. So that's a significant reduction factor. And also, we have the year-round deer management permits, where farmers with deer management permits can shoot 24/7. 365 days a year, 7 days a week with rifles. So Diefenbaugh said the only place in which that might not be true is the southeast, where wildlife managers have found the highest predation rates on fawns by coyotes. In that region, an average of only 1 in 4 fawns survives to 3 months of age. 1 in 4. But that is only in combination with extremely low doe survival rates. However, we couldn't find any published research on adult doe survival rates in the southeast, so it's possible if doe hunting were stopped, deer populations would stabilize despite the heavy predation. So the key is, as always, to deer management is doe management. Mortality of white-tailed deer fawns is significant across the east, Diefenbaugh noted. On average of 1 in 2 survives its first 3 months of life. On average, only an average of 1 in 2 survives its first 3 months of life, which is when most mortality occurs. Predation by coyotes, black bears, and bobcats accounts for the most mortality. Regardless, the number of fawns that survive generally is adequate to sustain nearly all populations. Besides predators, the other major source of mortality in fawns is hunting. Thus, reduced hunting can use to offset mortality from natural predators. Enough fawns survive all sources of mortality that we still need to harvest antlerless deer to maintain stable deer populations. There's little evidence to date that the increase in coyote predation could create a crisis that could not be solved by wildlife managers simply by responding with reduction in antlerless deer harvest. So there you go. To cut down on coyote predation in deer, take out the does. That's what I get from this. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680. Hey, stop by. Had a low tire reading yesterday. Had the tires rotated during an oil change. Yesterday, the light went on. Both rear tires seemed like there was an issue. There really wasn't, because I went to Spurry's Tire Service and had it checked out. And Bill, the same guy that replaced the lug nuts, checked the tires, reset the deal, and you know that every tire needs to be reset. It's an amazing process. So Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. And Robin, too, right, babe?
Yep. I've been going to them as long as I can remember.
Yep. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. Phone number, 410-822-7384. That's 822-7384. Visit their website, Spurry's, S-P-U-R-R-Y-S, tire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And you will be glad you did. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see 4 feet high and rising. Do you, Robin?
Of snow, yeah.
Oh. You didn't get blessed with much snow this winter, did you?
No, I didn't.
There's still
I'm
time.
Moving to Maine. I don't care what you do.
There's still time.
Exactly, because I think the blizzard of 2010, I want to say, happened within the first 2 weeks of March.
It did.
Yep.
So it is possible we could still get hit.
Yep.
Because we're in that pattern.
That's right. Hey, listeners, if you'd like to call in about the sick of deer survey, if you'd like to call in about coyotes, or if you want to update us on some fishing, please feel free to do so. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Got an email from the folks at Hodgdon Powder, and I hope I'm saying that right, Hodgdon Powder. The powder update is, we have and always will appreciate feedback from our community, and we hear you and your suggestions for us to make more powder. With this post, our goal is to clear up several items and dispel misinformation right from the horse's mouth. Question number one, why can't Hodgdon make more powder? We wish it were that simple. What we've experienced since 2020 is a demand issue, not a supply issue. The reality is we're doing everything possible to maximize shipments to our customers, including running overtime in production, packaging, and shipping areas, and working with our shipping partners to add new inbound and outbound shipping options. We're absolutely shipping more powder to our customers. The issue is this powder is quickly purchased when our retailers place it on store shelves or on their websites. Hodgdon will continue to ship powder, but the inventory situation will likely continue until demands begin to normalize. Who knows when that's going to be? Question, why can't Hodgdon build another powder plant? A new powder production facility would require an investment far beyond our finances, and no financial institution would finance this type of building project. While the current demand appears to be different from the demand spikes in the last 20 years, the normal powder demand for U.S. would not support an additional manufacturing plant. Most companies cannot afford to build a new production facility and then have it sit idle until demand spikes. An additional complicating factor would be locating this plant. There are only a handful of these facilities in North America, and none have been built in the last 30 years. Why can't Hodgdon ship more powder? We've shared its many responses to our social audience. This is a demand issue and not a supply issue. Demand for all ammunition and reloading components is at historic levels. The fact that we continue to ship more powder to our customers, but this powder is quickly purchased by the end consumers as soon as it is offered for sale. Why is Hodgdon selling powder to ammunition manufacturers? What a question. Our focus is the hand-loading enthusiasts. Yes, we sell some powder to strategic, mostly smaller ammunition manufacturers, but that's a small part of the business. The heart of our business is smokeless powder for the hand-loading enthusiasts. Every day, we receive calls from some potential OEM customers who are looking for powder to load in ammunition. Every day, we politely decline this new business so we can focus on our long-term customers and sales channels, and most importantly, our customers who have supported us for decades. Why is Hodgdon selling powder on auction sites? Hodgdon does not sell powder on any online auction sites. We sell through traditional sales channels to wholesalers, retailers, and dealer customers. While we recently began selling direct to consumer on our own website, we prioritize our shipments to our traditional sales channels to maximize powder availability to all sporting goods and gun shops everywhere. Why is the price of powder so high on the internet? Hodgdon has increased prices over the last several years to partially offset our increased labor, raw materials, and transportation costs. But we are not and will not gouge our customer and users who are looking for powder to load for their own use. We sell through traditional sales channels, blah, blah, blah. We do not encourage any of our retailers or dealers to sell on auction sites, but we cannot control what happens after we sell our traditional sales channel. On our own websites, we place product limits on purchases so that we can maximize the number of customers who can buy our powder. Closing notes. Hodgdon is still a small business with fewer than 100 employees between three facilities in Kansas and Montana. We're not driven by profit margin spreadsheets, but rather tradition and a genuine love for our jobs and what is made possible because of the work we do. Serving you is our privilege and a blessing in the current political climate. Demand for our product has never been higher. Coupled with COVID restrictions, we have what some might refer to as the perfect storm. Regardless, we remain steadfast and resolute in our purpose to put powder in your hands, our shooting community. I thought that was worthy from a manufacturer's point to share some of their some of their issues. What do you think, Robin?
I like that. That was really well done.
Exactly. Let's talk to Chester in Fells Point. Good morning, Chester.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
Morning.
I'm doing fine. Do me a favor. The next time you get a chance, buy your wife a snow machine so she can have winter all year round.
Okay? I think that's a great idea.
All right, what?
Now, before I get to my question, you said a word earlier, and I think you used it on your wife the last time you went out to eat at your second favorite restaurant.
What was the word?
Well, here's the word. This is what you said to her. Honey, my tooth hurts. I'm sick of deer. Let's go home. You get it?
That's funny.
That's a good one.
Very well done.
All right.
Now my question is, does every gun shop have a gunsmith?
No.
No? Because no. The reason why, my gun is 20 years old. It's a P95 Ruger, and it's starting to pit on me. I need to get it re-blued.
All right. There are not very many gunsmiths that do bluing. There's one I can recommend. He's in Hagerstown. His name is Hafer, H-A-F-E-R. And you may want to
Hafer.
Yep. And then there's another one here on the Eastern Shore in Denton called Tuckahoe Gunworks. Now, I would recommend, if you've got some pitting issues, that you have that firearm Cerakoted rather than blued. I mean, if you want to get it blued, that's one thing. What's that?
What was that called again?
Cerakoted, C-E-R, like ceramic, ceramic-coated, Cerakoted.
Okay.
C-E-R-A. And what that'll do is it'll put a finish on your firearm that is actually more resistant to, rust and so forth than even the traditional bluing.
It's just starting, and I don't want it to get worse. So
I understand.
That's why I want to have it done. That's why I called, okay?
Yep. Did you write it down? Tuckahoe Gunworks in Denton, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. All right. We're glad to be able to help out. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, that sale's coming up starting next Friday. It's their 10-day Let's Go Fishing sale. And they have everything for trout and perch on sale. The cool thing is you can empty your old spinning reels or casting reels, take your spools in, take your reels in, and they will be more than glad to wind premium monofilament line on your spool for half price, starting at 1 cent per yard. Now, that doesn't include the braid, the Power Pro, but it does include all the monofilament from Shakespeare, Strand, and Berkeley. Now, the Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels are on sale, the Ugly Stick 2. Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 2 series are on sale. Pfluger spinning reels featuring the President series are on sale. All rod and reel combos are on sale, and kids' fishing kits are also on sale. Don't forget, St. Croix rods. Great selection of St. Croix. If you're looking for a St. Croix, Clyde's has them, that's for sure. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. They're open every day for live and frozen bait and minnows and fishing licenses and all the terminal tackle and rod repairs you could want. Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. Hey, do you have that beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use? I mean, you've been looking at it all winter, and you're going, man, it'd be nice to have a fire in there. Well, now you can. We had one back here in the back room, just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the air, and we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and found a gas fireplace insert that fit right in there. Beautiful. Now it's a gorgeous fireplace. It's on almost every day when it's cold. We selected an Enviro EX35.
Even when it's not.
And even when it's not. EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we like the remote control. We like the beauty, the convenience, the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Sometimes it's so warm it blows us out of here, isn't it, Robin?
Yep.
Yes, indeed. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you might want to check that out before supplies dwindle due to the worldwide computer chip shortage. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you will be ready Well, you'll just be ready for those cold evenings. Visit Backyard Village, and mornings too. Visit BackyardVillage.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Village, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Robin.
Yeah.
That's you, baby.
I know. Just wait and see if you want to say bye. Anyway, everybody, get out, stay safe. Make sure you take your parka and your bathing suit. You're in Maryland. You don't know what you need today.